my goodness gracious! Welcome to Dear Late Bloomers!
This is Yin!
And this is Nin!
We are back with another episode. And in this episode, we are going to talk about
codependent relationships, care of Mommy Divine and Sarah G.
Yes. But first, what is codependency?
Yes, Yin. What is codependency? Thank you for that question, Judge Number 4.
And I'm going to answer my own question. So, wait lang, kasi...
codependency. Kasi,
C-O-D-E-P-E. Okay, go. So, this is from WebMD. Codependent relationships signify a degree of unhealthy clinginess where one person doesn't have self-sufficiency or autonomy, says Scott Wetzler, PhD, psychology division chief at Albert Einstein College of Medicine. One or both parties depend on their loved ones for fulfillment. Anyone can become codependent. Some research suggests that people who have parents who emotionally abused or neglected them in their teens are more likely to enter codependent relationships. I have to read this part because it's important. These kids are often taught to subvert their own needs to please a difficult parent, and it sets them up for a long-standing pattern of trying to get love and care from a difficult person. So says Sean Byrne, a psychology professor at California Polytechnic State University. So they're often replaying a childhood pattern filled with development gaps. Okay.
Okay, so now that you've actually filled me in on what codependency is, I've had images flashing in my mind. Because when you said, when you said now one or both parties depend on their loved ones for fulfillment,
yes,
I see that a lot in romantic relationships.
Yes, romantic relationships.
Even actually some friendships. Mm-hmm. Namurag, you have such high expectations of your partner to fulfill all your needs and your happiness. Marg,
yeah.
Your happiness relies on them, and Marg, they become your savior. Marg, yes. You're looking for someone to save you all the time.
Yeah, and with that, it also means you're not taking ownership or responsibility for yourself, your decision, your happiness. And actually, it's very easy to do that because if something goes right, you're like, oh, this person saved me, I love this person. If something goes wrong, you don't have to blame yourself. Yes. So you blame the other person.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's so common, including kanang mga marriages. Because I was almost like that in a way, so marriage, until I noticed na, oh, I shouldn't be like blaming my partner.
Yeah.
Na, oh, because my day went so bad because you did this. But then, but actually, it's not up to him, it's up to me, diba? Mm-hmm. And if we actually simplify this to something, you know, when you say, unsa mo high school? Uh-huh. I think, I know, it's a natural thing to have if you're young and you have, let's say you have a best friend. And
yes.
Marag, you realize you're always together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Marag, that's why we kind of associate sometimes that relationship na, oh, it's so high school, it's so childish, nanay clinginess or something.
The clinginess. I kind of wanna talk about that because this is like a really big private joke sa akong friends in high school, because my high school best friend and I, we had a fight.
Okay.
We had a fight, and then I met the guy. Overnight, like, I dated this guy, and I'm like, boom, I finally, like, I have a boyfriend, and ang joke ato kay Murag, oh no, because I was so clingy with my best friend, and then suddenly she disappeared.
Mm.
Like, I needed to have someone with me all the time.
And I'm a replace.
And I'm a replace. And I'm like, void. And so I got a boyfriend. But then when I realized that, I was like, okay, I'm so sorry. Goodbye. And I was like,
I actually wanted my friend.
And we were friends again, right? And I'm like,
oh, I don't need a boyfriend.
So, someone in a joke na, naka boyfriend kinagbulag.
Yeah. Marag, you just need someone to fill that gap or void.
Yes.
Because you can't take responsibility for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's not Marag for me, Marag, hindi naman siya initially bad. Sometimes hindi kita conscious about it, diba?
And it's like other people do add to your life, diba? Yeah, they give you joy, but kana na kay na sobrahan lang na sa iya na gitanan.
Marami mo na gina rely on something that you should actually do for yourself. And that's why I don't know why did we talk about ano akong gi-bring up ang codependency with Mommy Divine and Sarah.
Because you did say na merg a lot of Filipino
parents,
Filipino parent and child relationship is a codependent relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
And we're only realizing that as we, you know, grow older on. And we're like separating from our parents. Because a lot of the times, the Filipino household, you still live with your parents, diba?
Yeah.
Even until you're married.
Uh-oh.
And so, ikaw, like, what?
For me, it's like on the. So we're gonna talk about parenting, but from a child's point of view. So it's also like I feel na sometimes some parents, they cannot stop making decisions for their children, even if their children are grown.
Yes.
And, you know, that can often come from a good place because they're concerned. And besides, when you're a child, you don't know anything. You have to be protected by your parents so that you'll survive, diba? Yes. You will live.
So they make the decisions for
you. Yeah, exactly. They feed you, they take care of you, and they make decisions for you. Yeah. But ang point is, you are not your parent. So once you grow up, Murag, once you have the capability to support yourself, yes, Murag, there's a strong connection with your parent, but there has to be a point where your parent parang lets go of you and lets you decide for yourself, live on your own. Yes. So
and trust you to make decisions. That judgment. So, yeah.
Or if you make mistakes, then you have to deal with the consequences yourself. Dili pwede na yung parent ray sige cover and all that, diba?
Yeah.
And I think for Filipino parents and Asian parents, it's especially hard kasi sa tong culture. It's not like North Americans na, okay, you're 18, goodbye.
Yeah.
I mean, that has its pros and cons. Kaya marag, ang North Americans, they're like...
They do feel disconnected.
Disconnected sila sa ilang family sometimes, you know, ma-depress sila and all. But then at the same time, they also become independent early and...
Mm-hmm. They make their own decisions.
Yeah.
Although... Decisions may not be.
Maybe masamot na nun kay walay guidance. So there's like, this would put ng polar opposites.
Yeah.
But sa ato po, the good part is na ay guidance, na ay family that supports you. But then on the other hand, kung permanent na imong parent ang mag decide for you, murag, ang word na kumathink is mainutil ta.
Mm-mm.
It's like, I feel like most Filipinos, even if adults sila, adults na ta, inutil gyapon ta. Because di ta ka decide because we're so used to someone telling us what to do. So it's like, when we choose a president, when we choose a leader, when we choose a job, Marg, we just always, when we choose a boyfriend or a girlfriend. We rely on
other people's opinions. To tell us what to do. Yeah, and to... And then we tend to more
blame them.
Oh, and then ang decision nato is because we're trying to please
them. Yeah.
Na more di man ganahan si mama or si papa o ing ani na guys. So kato akong i-date katong na each other na job katong gabarong.
Oh,
si Greg. Si Greg
sa Alone Together. So more it can more produce negative consequences mangod.
Yeah.
Na inutil kay ta na marag, you want a mayor who just kills everybody. No, it's just, kada marag, you want someone to discipline you, punish you, because ikaw, sa mong own self, dili ka ka-take ownership na ikaw ang mag-decide sa course sa imong life, or ikaw ang mag-disciplina sa imong kaugalingon.
Mm.
It's like, we always need the church to tell us what to do.
What's good and bad.
What's good. Diba? Marabit ang...
Murag, at a certain point, guideposts sila. Pero,
Murag,
there are situations that need it black and white.
Uh-oh.
And you yourself have to make a call.
Yeah.
Pero, dili kay maringon lang ang church na bad ang yung ani.
Murag,
you know, you make judgments.
Anyway. Yeah, murag yung murang gina. So, ano si Sarah
G? Sarah G! So, I read an article, or I think I saw a video, na murag, katong about Sarah dating or something, and then yung daw si Mommy D na murag, oh, she's too kind, murag, di siya ka-decide on her own, murag, mailad siya, murag, she was like, protecting, quote unquote, her child from people who would take like advantage of her.
She almost dated Gerald.
Pero
she has to learn Manggood.
I think she that interview was when Sarah was 23.
Okay.
And I mean, for God's sake, if she were 19 and she started dating,
uh-oh,
at 23 she would probably know better. You know what I mean?
She would learn by now.
She would learn.
Diba?
Yes.
I mean, nanag is something wrong sa iya if off pagod ang iyang mga ginapili na guys or uh-oh relationships.
And apparently, I read this again.
Okay.
Si Raver, he said, na dili daw normal ilang relationship.
Ni Sarah.
Oo, na di ba at a certain point, yung mag-ilang ginakon si Raver, yung mag-ilista ni si Sarah for Christine. Reyes.
Oh, nag-uyan ba sila ni Sarah again?
Oo, one okay year sila. But oh, in that one year daw, they were not allowed to be alone together. They have twice rasala in that one year na alone together. One oh was like 30 God minutes,
mm-hmm,
and one was like more 3 hours.
More ginapolis yun si Sarah sayang.
Oo, and then they were only allowed mag-text
mm-hmm
and call. And kuna, if naka-relationship na yung Anna, it's so hard to progress or to even have a healthy relationship.
Even have a healthy friendship. Can you imagine going out with your friends and imong parent
constantly
like watching over you,
ka. You're never able to relax.
Yeah.
So I was shocked na yung Anna. Of course, Mommy D, she can't make her own decision because you're telling her na she can't.
Yeah. You're infantilizing her.
That's a term. Gina-infantilize this si Sarah.
Yeah.
Imagine 31, ginawa ko.
31? I mean, my God, kung 23, di ba? Kung maburo siya at tunga time, well, she would have learned how to take care of a kid. Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, if kana ang greatest fear ni mo sa parent for your daughter, it's like, and you know what? Sarah already had the capacity of supporting herself, earning.
Yes.
Since she was young. So, yes, it's not like maglisod gud mo if she had a relationship outside of the family.
Yeah.
Which is another layer in a relationship because Sarah earns. She's the breadwinner.
Yes.
And she has siblings who study in what?
Paris?
That's super expensive. Mismo si Sarah wala nakahuman.
Wala siya kahuman because she's earning the
money for her siblings.
And the breadwinner is a euphemism.
Euphemism for the
cash
abused
cow.
Cash cow, the abused one. Yeah. So actually, it's an abusive relationship.
It is.
Na murag, dili gina verbalize sa Philippines that it is abusive because, oh, it's a parent concerned for the child. But we tend to cover up
abuse.
Kay murag, depending sa relationship, uh-oh, diba sa ato.
Because parang magusado kayo, marag, even if loving ang relationship, marag, we can't, marag, mahadlo tayo to say na abusive ang parent.
Abusive, oh.
Actually,
yeah.
Yeah, abusive siya. Oh. Can you imagine? Like,
oh. Imagine na nga, magtrabaho lang ka ha, niya imong family.
Imong family.
Like, kings and queens. And this happens, like, not just with Sarah, who's an artista. It happens to people who are abroad, supporting their family. Oh. Okay, so I had a customer before na 7 days a week siya ga-work. My God, di ka mabuang ana 7 days a week ka ga-work. And you don't know what your family is doing in the Philippines, kung ga-pahayahay ra sila or not. Or like, wala may connection. You know, I mean, dili siya
like
maayo.
No, and muray kag imprison.
Mm-hmm.
Kay ang expectations kaysa imo tanan, ikaw trabaho, ikaw
mm-hmm
earn. And her mom holds her money.
Oh my God, this reminds me of Heart Evangelista.
Heart Evangelista. Yeah. Diba si Heart Evangelista, she never
knew how much she was
knew
making.
How much she was making until she was 28 years old. And she had been working, what, since 16?
Oh,
working
that's really young. Diba? I mean, okay, let's say your parents hold your money and, you know, save it for you. Pero it's different, Manggood, if you don't know anything versus you know
how much it is. Yeah. But sila lang ang
ga-manage.
Yeah. And diba yun si Heart, moto siya na buang ang shopping when she found out how she was making. She deserves this. Yeah. She's gonna buy shit. Hard. She worked hard. Imagine, she must have made tons of money.
Yeah.
Even
sikat kaya siya sa una.
Grabe.
I mean, nato karon.
I mean, but nag-resurgence siya karon, but before siya ang youth, she was big.
She's like, kana, ano siya tawag, matini.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
Ang matinig na user na sa guys.
Sa guys.
Para like, you know, like, more siya Catherine Bernardo-ish. Yeah, exactly. Kanang nga mga
batch. Leading lady siya.
Silang Bea. Kanang mga yana. Oo, yana siya of range.
And di ba, Mark, yung mom came, ang gripe siyang mom when her mom went on national TV was like, oh, sinusulsulan ni Cheese.
So meaning.
And that's why they were against Cheese because Cheese was empowering her.
Na, okay, you
take charge.
Oh, you go to the bank by yourself. You
manage your own money. Di ba, si Cheese, kibiyaan siya sa bummer. Sige.
Sige, ikaw bahala.
Ikaw bahala, Ana. Marag, you know, you do this. And she didn't even have, di ba, she only learned how to do banking
at that age, when she married. So, you know, when someone says, oh, ginasosulan, ginainan siya. So, meaning, kabalo ka na more very open or suggestible mo kid. Because you probably do that to your kid anyways.
Yeah. And I'm like, when katong marag, si Mommy Didi ba gigid siya gana ni Mateo. I also read somewhere na si Mateo also murag taught Sarah about financial stuff.
Okay.
So feeling na ako
magdako ang factor sa financial.
Oo, murag because Sarah was becoming more and more independent and like murag learning how to manage her own finances.
Yeah.
Dako kay lagot si Mommy Didi. Si Mommy
Dee. We love Mommy Janisha.
Hello.
Finally, Mommy Janisha.
Ni divine intervention.
Oo. Yeah, and like, ang akong worry ba, ay not worry, char, worry, pero murag, ang akong ginahuna-huna kay, sa una lang good si Divine nagapang hilabot sa relationships ni Sarah. Sa iya pang 20s. And that's the age when you explore, you date people, you get to know other friends. Not even just guys lang na imo i-date, but, you know, to have friends.
Yeah.
And like, no, diri ra kasi mo family, we will support you. Pero katuday, kay, cash cow mo nila.
Uh-oh.
And I know hurtful na, like, I'm sure, like, si, di ba, si heart pulled, marag,
she's really siya, hurt.
Because that's your mom.
And she still loves her mom. Yeah. But I think na-accept ni heart lang nga na yung na, mom.
It's abuse.
Abuse siya. Yeah.
So, ang kon ko sa Philippines kay, oh, these are your parents and we put them in a pedestal. Which is, you know what, important yun ang filial piety and we owe a lot to our parents. But then at the same time, think about this, especially if older ka. Think of your parents, like when they had you, maybe they were in their 20s or 30s. So let's say if you're 20s or your 30s now, can you imagine your way of thinking? Just thinking, what if you existed the same time as your parents, same age mo sila, and you look at them from that lens. Now they're just kids too. They're just people. So they make mistakes. They can be in a bad relationship or they can do bad things, even if they're not necessarily bad people, but your parents are normal people too. So it's like, yeah, we owe them a lot, but then at the same time, we should also look at them as, oh, okay, they make mistakes. I should decide for myself. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be living the life that I have. Where they're going to live their life and they made decisions for me to the best of their ability and what they know. But at a certain point, kung dili ka, well, kung wala kay mental disability, I think you should be able to
decide for yourself. Yes.
And muna, nade is a concern ang akong friend. But you know what? Because about the Mateo punching a bodyguard thing, what if abusive, like, hopefully, dili abusive si Mateo. We don't know him, right?
Yeah. But
he was also in an altercation with Coco before. So, what if na issue with si Mateo in a certain aspect sa iya na medyo off? And Sarah is used to an abusive relationship. So, she's just shifting from one abusive relationship where she's told what to do. Like, dili ni, not necessarily physical abuse ha. We're saying, like, mental ba na?
Mental na
murder. Infantilized siya sa iyang mom, but now she's escaping and she's in this relationship with Mateo. But what if Mateo also has his
ideas
kung unsa dapat si Sarah, like he should tell her what to do. That's just
hypothetical
ha. We're not saying Mateo is like that, but what if inga na si Mateo? Or what if it was another guy? Let's say she didn't end up with Mateo, but what if she found another boyfriend na she's escaping her family life And then this guy, she finds, oh, perfect escape. But then this guy will it's just the same repeat thing. The pattern.
Repeating the pattern.
So, muna ang problem. If you keep more infantilizing
your child, they'll just repeat the pattern.
Yeah.
And muna ang, kana naging scenario na extreme, mm-hmm. na they marry to escape.
Yeah.
And find themselves in the same abusive.
Trapped again.
Oh, trapped again. Because they can't be themselves.
Yeah. Or they can't be themselves plus they don't know yet what they want for themselves.
If you let them be magod and they make their mistakes, even if, let's say, they find themselves repetitive na pattern, mm-hmm. or the more that you repeat it, the more na ma-realizing mo na, wait lang.
Okay, medyo mali.
Parang ganun for me going ani. And then they take stock. Pero kana mong god because grabe naka-extreme. 31 na siya, di ba?
Oo.
So, diretso na siya into marriage. What if she did it when she was like, what? Medyo 28.
Oh, what if nag-break away pa siya?
Nag-break away siya, 25, she lived alone. Kabaka, yeah. Mag baby steps. Then maybe she could, kung hypothetical explore. Abusive ni siya, she could have explored and she wouldn't end up in a, hypothetically, another
abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, nice si Mateo is just like dili kay chaday ang track record of, punching other people. I don't know unsay true, but you know,
that's true. Diba? That's like, true.
Ambot lang feeling ako. Women tend to follow the conservative guy. Feeling nila i-protect sila, but
yeah.
But the guy tends to be like, no, you do this, you serve me. Blah 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 blah.
I want a simple. Girlfriend,
yeah,
na wala kay mild mind lang. Of her
own charot.
Oh, doesn't question me, looks up to me, just praises me all the time. Isn't my partner, but my supporter.
Yeah, I mean, I guess other people want that too.
Depend if it's a person, yeah. Diba? If they're the type thing, ana ilang gusto po na relationship, then. Mm-hmm. What can we do?
Yeah. I think nga na lang yun ang atong culture sa Philippines na patriarchal, yun gihapon siya. Because mm-hmm. ang ako ba na murag, nga ni nagali, it's actually already hard to decide for yourself when you have good parents.
Yeah.
Like, normal parents who love their kids will sometimes overstep, right? Okay. As an adult now, murag, seeing the older generation, not just our parents, but like I have a different view of them now because when I go to parties and get-togethers with older people who are the same age as my parents, I also realize na even if they're adults, they're actually even more concerned with how you look on the outside, which is funny, diba? Because in Philippine culture, GMRC, or it's what's in the inside, ang imong kindness, ang gina-teach, di ba, when you're a kid. I don't know, like, Christian humanism, whatever. But actually, when you grow up, you realize that your parents and other people's parents are also very, very focused on how you and your family looks
to the outside.
To others, to the outside world. So, it's like, maybe si Mommy Divine, gusto yun siya ng ang uban siblings ni Sarah finishes in Paris kay social. Or, it can be, kanang, murag, usahay kay ma-forget nila ang unsag yung happiness silang child because na-concerned na sila on how
they look like.
Oo. They don't realize that, okay, it actually looks bad on you. But
it really looks awful on her right now. Yeah. It's like,
yeah,
she's the worst person right now.
Yeah. But you know what's funny? Because these things, you realize that these boomers, sorry na lang sa mga boomers, you realize those things, especially in big events like weddings. Which is what happened to Sarah, right?
Yeah.
Kaya marag nagwild din yung mama. But of course, because it's a big life event, marag, how could I not know or whatever? But it's also because when you have fights with your parents about your guest list, when you have fights with your parents and your possible in-laws about how big the wedding should be or if there should be a church wedding versus just a civil wedding. Mm-hmm. Because they're concerned on how they look to others.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? I mean,
They kind of think of it as a social event where they can invite other people.
Their friends. Show off their children. And it's not necessarily bad. Like, they love their kids and they're, like, proud of their kids. But then at the same time...
You know, nakuhaan ko na debate. Na murag, ang sa parent kay murag, they raised you and these people were...
That's true, though.
Were murag... These people that they want to invite were around you. Murag, they helped your parents when you were a kid.
Yeah.
But at the same time, for you, kay murag, they don't...
It's your wedding.
It's your wedding. That's a relationship that they have no part of. So murag, why would you invite them?
Yeah.
That's for me, na-thorn ko na, because like, I've been talking to like the brides and also talking to parents, yeah. Diba? And I'm thinking, then maybe a wedding is not the best... Like, as a compromise, a wedding is not... the place that you invite all those people who matter.
How about something else? Like a get-together?
Like, why don't
a
you
baptism,
just...
A baptism?
Why do we need a wedding for that? Why don't we just create a... whatever.
Yeah, why don't you just regularly see them? Well, if you regularly see them, your child regularly sees those people and have close relationships with them, I'm sure they would want...
be in the wedding.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah, for me, like, why don't we just hold a party of some sort? I don't know, a Thanksgiving party?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's the weirdest thing.
I know. Like, maybe it's not the place to show off.
Okay, nakita gid na ko how the couples are stressed.
The couples are always stressed.
They're always stressed at the wedding.
Yeah.
Because it's not what they want.
Yeah. And to think sa mga wedding kay okay ang parents mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Like in most murag mild na tong amoa.
You had the wedding that you wanted, but ang uban sa yung parents kay murag nagregret nga wala na invite ani na person and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, teki ko gaduha-duha na I know important to na person sa imong life pero kasal.
Yeah. Like, and I know nga murag you should show appreciation to your parents kasi sila ba yung nag-raise sa imo, mm-hmm. dito ka gikan and yeah, I don't know.
And I think economically, that's why people have two weddings. You know how they have like these church weddings?
Yeah.
Like, very private and intimate. And then they have these like...
party.
Big parties.
Yeah.
I guess those are for rich people.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I were rich, I would have a simple one that I really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then just throw a big party for everyone else.
Yeah.
Pero hindi kasi kami rich. Yet.
So, nag-isip ko for my own wedding. Ay!
So, what do you guys think? Like, I mean, we don't want to come off as like, don't listen to your parents.
What's the compromise there? Where do you, draw the line?
I guess that's also something that you have to think about even outside of weddings. When do you let your parents, like, decide for you or... I would say, Marg, you make the decision, but Marg, you have to hear your parents out. Like,
yeah, hear their opinion.
Oh.
But at the end of the day, Marg, be strong in kung sa mga decision.
Oh. And you will face the consequences. Oh. Don't blame it on them.
Yeah, just own it. And I'm thinking of this, yan ha, how kita pod, we were in a very codependent relationship with our parent.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering when. Tanag shift over na murag we were taking ownership of our decisions.
I think number one for me is really financial independence. Mm. Muna, it's so crucial to get a job.
Yeah, and earn your own
money. Because I feel like you don't have a say if they're the ones feeding you and
that's so true.
Like it's so hard.
If you live in their house.
Yeah,
even if you earn.
Yeah.
If you're still living in their house.
Yeah. I guess there has to be a separation somewhat. Mm-mm. So,
yeah. Same, I think. I mean, even as a kid, diba medyo stubborn namang gid ko in terms of decision making against our parents.
Yeah.
But in terms of like owning that decision, katong nag first job ko nag-live alone ko na ako gawayad sa kong rent, it was like, I didn't notice it because I was too busy working every single day to realize it. But katungga, make na hong decisions na, mabali ko Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, kanihong buhaton. Mag-work ko ani. Ah, mag-quit na ko ani na job. Like, I didn't. And separated me sa hong parent. Diba? Uh-huh. Like, you're physically apart. So, I didn't have her tell me. Or, wala na ko nag-confide kayo sa hong decisions na muna hong buhaton.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
I mean, it it's probably, I don't know yet because I'm not a parent, but it's probably hard for the parent to, because it's like, it's your child. It's like separating.
Yeah, and suddenly they don't
consider
you in their decision making. Yeah,
I know, it's hard.
They don't tell you, they don't even share with you na in any.
But it should be okay. Because you know what? If you did your job, they'd be able to do it themselves.
The push through.
Yeah. Mm. So, it's though. Yeah, important for finance. Because, so funny kay Ninkay. Christmas time, I was on different... I don't know. I just seem to read a lot of articles. Any extra? I don't know. I was on there because I guess I was reading a lot of his stuff and their stuff. Uh-huh. And there was one... So now I forgot if this was actually from Extra, but I know there was an article in Extra, mm-hmm. or if this was from NPR or somewhere else.
Yeah.
But it's about like holidays and, you know, the holidays are always family and all that stuff, right? Which is hard for other people. And there was kaning LGBTQ spectrum siya and murag Southeast Asian po siya. So important ang family. So for him, so do I go to my family get together or not? And his white friends were like, no, you know, if they can't accept, then just cut them off and like don't go to Christmas dinner with them. So my advice column to shopper ang response sa nag-advise, who's also Asian, was like, I know important kay ang family, so diri na mo come in ang boundaries kana diatong more included in this story about codependent relationships, because it's like, you can attend the dinner. Remember that? Can you have to outline to your family na, oh, if you start insulting me, I'm gonna leave. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you just leave for the night. You don't have to leave forever. But you can go, right? But your family is aware na once they cross that boundary, you have to be firm na you're gonna leave or you're not gonna.
That's muna siya, creating boundaries. Mm-hmm. Because we always talk about, kanang we hear our friends complain about their parents or their families, but there's nothing
concrete
that is being done.
Yes.
Like, how do you stop that from happening if you can't really kanang break away from your family?
Yeah.
So you step by step create boundaries, diba? Like example, sa tong parent. Diba she for me ko gakainan about my weight.
Okay.
For a while. And the last time was like 6 months ago when I said no. Marag, create na ko, if you start conversing, I will not talk to you. Like, we will stop this conversation right away. I will not have this conversation.
Uh-huh.
The last time I was there, there was nothing about that.
Yeah. So, yeah, just setting that boundary. And another important thing na madumduman yun ako from sa Unfuck Your Brains, Kara. She says, because when you set boundaries, it doesn't mean you don't love the person. You still love them, but you're just, it's just a rule.
Yes.
That, okay. So, yung ara po ang atong buhaton. So, I guess, in terms of Sarah G, it's like, it doesn't mean she doesn't love her family, but it's like, no, I'm gonna make a life for myself, I'm gonna have a family, I'm gonna have my own kids, right? And I'm gonna earn my money and spend my own money, hopefully. But it doesn't mean she's not concerned about her family. Where she's just making, like, she's gonna live her own life. It's her life. You know what I mean? So, yung ano lang. I love this topic, actually.
Actually, boundaries is so important. It's never really talked about.
Labo na sa Philippines. Like, it's such a big...
Okay, moment siguro na ang assumption good na when if you set boundaries, you're immediately more
cutting people off.
Oh, saying bye bitch or bye Felicia. But it's not it.
Yeah.
So I think people have to more remind themselves that boundaries are just lines that you don't cross. It's not a door that's
being closed. Oh, which I want, maybe we'll talk about this in a further episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know that New Year's resolution that's so famous, like cut off toxic people in your life. Yeah. But I'm the toxic one.
We can talk about that now.
But yeah, but that's also the boundaries part, because you can be toxic at certain parts of your life and not know it. You can be toxic to yourself. You can be not toxic for a while, then toxic. I mean,
and I think we talked about that a bit before. No, na murag, when we're talking about friends, namurag, there have been times na my friends or I have been toxic.
Uh-oh.
And so I know people have been telling me to cut that person from my life, but
uh-oh.
Wala na ako siya fully cut because
you probably know that person very well.
That they're just being toxic at this time.
Yeah,
and they will be okay in time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And more dili magud ga align siya when you talk about depression because it's like, what if the person is depressed? For sure, toxic siya sa'yo.
Toxic siya.
I mean, si Mommy Divine, toxic siya kay Sarah for sure. At kailangan rin i-cut off. Pero cut off meaning just set a boundary, but it doesn't mean na dili na magbalik ilang relationship or whatever. Uh-oh. So for me, simplistic lang. Like, we got the idea, the cut off toxic people in your life. Meaning, maybe stay away, have distance.
But I get what you mean. A simplistic or kaya nang kanang cut off na totally out of the picture na. Where it's too black and white.
Yes.
Because, yeah, especially with mental health illnesses, like, they were depressed go for, like, what, a freaking decade? And there was a time toxic you'd go, and then one of my friends, when he peace out, yun siya. And we don't have a relationship anymore. We, as in, wala, zero. Which is, at this point, I do feel a bit bad about it. It's bad na, so ko saya, di ko saya. Remember, like, had we the maturity to say na, oh, peace out lang karon for this time.
Yeah.
We could still have reconnected. It's so nice to see someone getting better. And they're like, and then you miss out on the person that they are now.
Yeah.
Once they're healed.
Yeah.
But I guess that's just what happens sometimes. Oh. So.
And actually, now may times when you really kind of have to cut off in a way. Like, let's say your husband is abusive to you. Okay, mamatay ka talaga.
Oh, exactly.
Kaya, push ka talaga. Or like, financially, ma-drain you ka. Like, ma-drain. Si Sarah G, di ba? Ma-drain you ka. But like, just have it in mind na it's not as simple as cutting off toxic people in your life. Because honestly, if my friends had cut me off, wala lang yung friends ka na joke. Kasi diba? Toxic yung ko sa una. But you know what? We're friends and mag-chika-chika me.
Exactly.
And I'm better now. Like, oh, toxic talaga tayo dati kasi depressed talaga tayo. Depressed.
Like, imagine my friend and I, we did not talk to each other for about a year. But after that,
like, okay na.
We started talking. Well, he reached out. And then I like, I took his hand and we're like,
friends.
Yeah.
Sorry, friends.
Grabe ang relationship. So I want to apologize for being the toxic person, for being petty. I know I'm known for being petty.
Yeah.
Pero
that's why it's also more than important. We have to talk about boundaries that you can set or having distance, more peacing out,
For a while.
You know?
And it's harder now as once you get older and now more, let's say, na peace out ka for a while. And now you're like, I'm ready. Like, pwede na ako makig friends again or like I can like how do you like reach out? That's again. The harder again, number that's the harder part, I guess.
Maybe that's something we can ask our therapists.
Yeah.
Or you know, if you guys have any ideas or have
that's true. Like when I was talking about that friend about a long time ago, Karen, like I don't feel the need to reach out because we didn't have a super deep mansad na relationship, like we didn't have a super close. We're friends like until college.
Yeah.
So I don't see that number ever happening. Like I don't feel like I need to make an effort. But there are some people in my life na grabe yung connection.
So you had to reconnect.
Oh number like the care that we have for each other is very deep. You're still cheering for them sa sidelines. Like even if
toxic ka na time.
It's like,
he got this job or
like you're sad for them. Even if you're not talking, there are some of those people that you really can't help but like reach out to again.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Speaking of friend. Like I think we were on the cusp of developing a friendship. But the problem was, mo tong age na desperate keiko, and at one point in your life, pag immigrant ka, madadali ka talaga sa mga insurance agent. So like, for me, I was like, inviting her to, guys, talagang ako talaga yung nabiktima ng MLM.
Okay, go ahead.
But story. Anyway, so I would like, invite her instead of having like really authentic.
Fostering a relationship.
Fostering a relationship na like mag-hike and mm-hmm. all. I would just invite her to like whatever.
MLM
event. Like insure. Like there was a product. Uh-huh. Anyway, it was like off. Didn't get siya gamatch. Those were the times when, you know, desperate immigrant mm-hmm. uncle. So we didn't talk for a while because anyway, I let that MLM thing go anyways because I know it was stupid. And then wala na kod mi nagkita because she had her own life and I had my own. And then I remembered na, oh shit, that really bothers me because I think it's also self, ano po, gimmick. I felt like, yo, ulaw ka, yo, pag-MLM ko and shit.
Ano
ako tagibuhat? Anyway, so, nag-reach ako saya. I said sorry na, oh, hi, by the way, kanam, sorry kayo in the past that I would do that. I was just really desperate. I, like, really depressed as a new immigrant. And then, mag-sorry if it made you uncomfortable or whatever. And then, nag-reply siya na, oh yeah, it's okay, Anna. Pero wala na may nag-rekindle sa mga friendship, mm-hmm. which wasn't, which actually didn't really develop. Yes. And now, seeing na lahi pod siya religious bent, I feel like we wouldn't really, maybe in if we worked yeah. together or something. Like, I had a different interest na similar.
Uh-huh.
But I see na dili mo matcha mo friendship. Like, she has friendships with other Filipinos here mm-hmm. who are more religious.
Mm-hmm.
But like me, dili magukoy nga na. So, yes. I see na dili magblossom ang friendship. Because yeah. I'm very, you know.
Non-religious. I get what you mean, though. I don't have friendships with a lot with Christian.
Yeah.
Religious girls. It's not a thing for me.
Yeah, me too. So.
But same ko na. You know what's funny? Because I invited two of my closest friends here to that insurance thing. I am so glad they still are my friends.
Yeah.
And they forgave me. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but I was in a COVID dependent relationship yeah. and I was told what to do and I didn't know what to do, so I just did what I had
yeah,
to
do. Yeah, that's also why. No. Oh, so side note, please don't get into MLM. They tend to be very predatory. I mean, some people can earn money from those things, but those are usually predatory types of businesses. They may be legal, but most likely you'll be better off having an education and going into a profession that pays you more.
Yes, or like something that you really enjoy. Some people enjoy that.
Yeah, if you enjoy that, go. Just to add to codependent relationships, boundaries, etc. If you have a people pleaser personality, that may be due to your codependent relationships or parenting. Because at first, we tried to please our parents and then society and friends and peers. So, if merkabantay ka na, you're so, you know, people pleaser, you might want to explore your childhood or, you know, see where it's coming from.
Actually, can we talk about people?
Yes, please. Oh.
So, I think ano na siya, triumvirate of okay. like codependency, people pleasing, and creating boundaries.
Okay. Muna ang helpful to.
Where you have to learn what codependency is and why you're a people pleaser, and then you have to set boundaries.
Yeah.
So, that's true when we were reading the definition of codependency, na these kids kana laging more neglectful parent or wala kayo sa gilove.
Mm-hmm.
More they tend to try to please people.
So yeah. Then gilove me some parents ha, just say. Yeah, it's but I guess, I don't know.
Nang may critical side ng atong parents.
Yeah, because you know they're academics.
Oo, so paging ana, more you tend to want to please them.
Yeah.
A lot. But or dili magin super neglected or say busy lang imong parents.
Busy, oh. Like, it's not like they mean to make you feel bad or neglect you. Basin busy lang sila. You know.
Because, ako'y mga friends sing anak po, sad sila. Oh, like, merduha, I don't know na. People pleaser po sila. Na type. And they look for that sa relationships nila.
Napo ko'y na-notice. Usually, babae.
And people pleaser?
Because I feel like even if neglected ang men, and maybe people pleaser po sila, but in society, men aren't made to feel less bad about themselves. Mm-hmm. But ang girls, manggood kay murag. you have to follow.
You have to please people. You shape nimo imong self into the mold of what a woman is. I think sa guys, ang people pleaser, they tend to kana lagi
earn more. Try to earn more.
More of image po ila, na kanang posturing.
Okay.
Looking good towards society.
Yeah.
Ingana na ang ilang pag sana pag show
deal with.
Pag deal with people pleasing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Emotional labor.
Yeah. So yung Unicara about people pleasing, I think she had a really good how to stop it or how to deal with it. About people pleasing.
I don't remember, but I only remember the one from Alain de Botton.
What did he say?
Yeah, people pleasers are liars. But it's not in a bad way. Like, we don't know we're lying. Yeah. But we're basically lying to others and to ourselves. Because kay Alain de Botton is like, honestly, in the greater scheme of things, people don't really care. So, we're feeling that fishbowl, people are looking at us and what we do. But, but like, after people say that, they go about their lives and they don't care about you until the next wedding, until the next event where they see you na, oh, famous director ka or not. Like, they don't
remember. Think about you constantly.
Yeah, when they're at home, they don't think about you. Consumation sila sa own lives.
Oh, so, ilang concern kay ilang selves and how they look
to others. Yan na naman. I think I need another example na delete na nurse. Unsa yung famous diri? Diri sa Vancouver, if you're not an...
If na kay career, if na kay work.
IT person.
Like, if you're working in one of those nice buildings.
Building sa board.
Oo. I think that's it, no? Yeah,
oo.
Because here, it's hard to get a job, an office job.
Yeah. So, if you work at Burrard...
If you have an office job, you're it.
If you're some kind of manager.
Uh-oh. So apparently, people pleasing is connected to perfectionism, imposter syndrome. I think I can see that, why that is.
Why?
Because, start ta with codependency in childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Na, it's usually when you don't feel loved as much or you feel ignored. And maybe you don't realize that. In your mind, like, you didn't realize that. So, you're looking for that appreciation. So, you try to please people.
Yeah.
And when you try to please people, you create a false self that isn't in line with what you want or what... Or, let's say you don't even know yourself yet.
Yeah, so but you because, know what you want.
Oh, you don't know what you want. But because you're trying to please this someone, you become what they want.
Yes.
And so to develop kagingana na identity without even realizing what you want yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to be the perfect person for those people.
Oh.
So you don't feel like yourself. Imposter syndrome. You create an imposter syndrome. Diba?
And what perfectionism towards something that's imaginary.
Yes. And then yung discussion ni Elaine o ni Kara na murag. So you can't control
what other people think. No matter what you do, even if you try to please them or you don't try to please them,
you will have no control of what they think.
Yeah.
But what you do have control of
is what you think. So you might as well
please yourself.
Yeah. Oh my god, revolutionary.
I know.
Oh my god.
It sounds so simple,
but it's hard.
It's really hard to do in real life.
Yes. So, kani, my friend po sa Cebu, ano siya, people pleaser ka, no? First time to naadunggan ang word na people pleasing. Marag, I'm so glad na na-recognize pa na niya sa ako early. Kaya at least na-aware ko, but karon pa yung ko nakuha niya. Yeah, it's still with me. Even now, when I think na, oh, I can make my own decisions. Ano ba niya? Ano, would see, ano, wait lang, married na ta. Tigulang na ka. You make your own money, but like, you're still scared of inconveniencing some imaginary person na murag dapat dili kay kaloud or whatever kanang ana. But I think it comes with murag ever since I was always like trying not to
be too much,
not be too big, Pero ingon siya, except daw sa transit, kikabalo siya sa puton yun daw ko pag na yung mga tao nga hinayan sa kwarto bangan. Can I can't say, go away!
I really got scared when you do that.
I know. So, like, mawala ang akong fear more. Which is bad because I might get into a brawl where I don't have any capabilities because I'm tiny. But please lang ang mga tao nga ga-text o niya, hinayan kay sa dalan, please.
No.
Go to the side and text and not block other people's way and fuck off.
Joke. Oh my god.
Pero, yeah, so I guess common na ang people pleasing sa babae. Ah, kanina pa ko na think. Kabantay ko ani sa uban men. So, they get into a relationship and they get married, but wala yun sila nag-reflect na they want to be in that relationship. And then, magmamai sila, maghubog-hubog, and all that shit. And it's like, they blame their wife. Kaya marag, oh, you ruined my life, blah, blah, blah. Yun, i-appeal ka na nga relationship. Yung man ang
decision.
Hindi man siya ra nag-decide na,
unless, na mag-minyo mo.
Na mag-minyo mo unless gipikot yung ka, githreaten yung ka, di ba? Ikaw nag-decide. The two of you are adults na nag-decide. But no, yung mong i-blame yung mong family. Or even white guys, na ay gaka happen if you read the news or whatever. I know it's really bad, but guys who kill their entire family and themselves, or like they kidnap them. Because murag, I don't know, murag, they experience some psychological issue na murag, they believe na ilaha ang ilang family. Or murag, they blame the family na naglahi na ilang life. But because you didn't take ownership in the first place, maybe you're trying to please everyone and trying to pretend na, oh yeah, I'm okay, I'm gonna get married, I'm gonna have a family. When in the first place, didn't they kaganahan?
Yeah.
Or wala ka nag-reflect?
Na didn't na ka na imong gusto.
Oo. And now you leave your family, or you... Karayan na bito?
Some people, well, a lot of people, just, mongo, they just go through life, through stages, bitao na murag. Okay, after graduation, because kana lagi murag, we're in that
stage
na atay checklist, or marriage, or what's next marriage. They don't even think, consider na, is this a relationship that I'm really into? Is this relationship it? Are we good for each other? Do we respect each other? Because that person is in front of me. I'm dating them right now. I'm of this age.
Yeah.
I'm gonna marry them. We're gonna have kids. We're gonna have a house.
Yeah, and if they didn't ako, I will blame that person for having ruined my life.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, you ruined your life.
Yeah, I cannot make a decision.
You should have known what you wanted. You don't enter into things.
Yeah. Which is why I also discourage boomers from like trying to sundot-sundot. To ano ka nang,
kung ano so, yung kids niya. Na magminyo
mga,
na.
Pagminyo na, or panganak na. Let them decide for themselves.
When it's time.
Kana, yan na naman eh. Infantilize nyo na naman yung bata.
Especially kanang mga issues kanang maburusan, or niya ipaminyo.
Na kana mo ginang wrong.
Like, for me, even if, naburusan ka, and you're like, what, 28 and all, 27.
Yeah.
Even if naburusan ka, and you're of marriageable age, if di ni mo feel, pakaslan ang nakaburusay mo.
Ayaw pakasli.
Just because naburusan ka. Because
ma-worsen na noon.
Ang situation.
Oo, if in the end, ganahanday ka, di magpakasal mo.
Oo.
Di ba?
Pero di ka mamake an decision based on
kay nagkaanak mo.
Or like you're trying to kind of like you comply with what with other
people want.
Or like what you think is society's best, ano.
Cuz you're the one who's gonna live that life. Dili man ang society, dili man gid imong parents ang mo take care sa imong kids, and kani pa ha. First of all, dili taga talk about postpartum depression, which happens. What if wala kay support kay mag, you didn't want kids in the first place, and like, so kasi ang parents and mag-experience ka postpartum depression.
And then yung partner ka, they supportive.
They supportive, and they listen kayo. Kanya, kani mga Catholic Christian parents, I'm sorry, but I'm really gonna get real here. Sex is bad. Don't have premarital sex. Don't engage in sex. Then you get married. Aha, ang baby! I'm like, Your kid has been conditioned that sex is bad. They should not enjoy sex. You didn't teach them about orgasms, about asking for what they want. Mm-hmm. And then the second they get married, you ask for a baby. Like, that's awful.
About those Christians, about sex being bad.
Oh.
So, but there's this organization na akong create about Christians who get married for sex. Uh-oh. Because they've been taught. Sorry, like, segue na gini. I'm like, nah. And then you're being taught by people pleaser po sila, like ginainan sila na sex is bad, you should only have sex when you get married. Yeah. So these kids, okay, they're
at 18, 19, 20,
magminyo na sila, maski di pa sila ready, maski they're, that's not the person, because they're like urging to have sex,
their hormones are raging
and they just want to legitimize the sex.
Yeah, so yeah, one of those dangers.
And they're locked into that commitment for a quote-unquote lifetime.
Yeah. See, anyo plus ka na, anyo ma-pregnant ka, din mag-postpartum ka. I'm not saying that you will experience that, but yeah, some people experience that. And bata pa ka, oh my God, that's a lot to take just because you're following what society told you.
Yes.
Or your parent told you. So, maybe it's time to take ownership of your body,
yes,
of your mind, and of yourself. And we're saying this not like, oh my God, you should do this. It's just like, na-learn na po din na mo on our own as we went along, like discovering, like having our own jobs, like
yes,
falling through like depression, rejection,
failure. Uh-oh. I'm actually really glad that I did not murag. I know sa society right now are like, oh, kanisa ka magminyo.
Yeah.
Like, kasi pag ano na, nga na. For me, I'm really glad I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because if I did that, kimer, gasunod lang ko na, oh, ganana sila magminyo ko. Or,
yeah,
ganana sila na kanina na person. Girl, where would I, sana ko pupulutin. Like, I don't have this kind of heightened awareness over myself.
Yeah.
When I was younger at a time. And if I just followed, I would have been miserable. I mean, I was already miserable. Can you imagine?
If nag-add pa ka
things. Nag-add pa ka things. Yeah. Number, I'm trying to please this person.
Yeah.
Trying to, you know, hit all the checklists.
Yeah. Kaya lang, sidebar also, we're not saying na society or our parents are wrong. Because, to be honest, ang society nanay stages because it kind of makes sense. Like, for example, at this age, they want you to have kids because, let's say, that's your most fertile or healthiest stage. I mean, it makes sense, those stages, but it doesn't mean na clear-cut rules sila to be followed.
That we should all be following that.
And, like, oh, you listen to your parents because they've been here longer than you. So they've had experiences. Mm-hmm. So it's good to listen to their opinions, to what they think. Where naamang good say wisdom from tradition. Yeah, that's why it's tradition.
Yeah.
And that's why society uses that. But you don't know, mangod, if since the world changes so fast, and you're also a different person from others.
You don't know if that applies to you.
Yeah, you should check first. Like, it's good to see it, but then more kailangan detach yourself if, oh, does it apply to me? Does it apply to my friend?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so
working as a home counselor, when you're comparing, make sure you're comparing apples to apples, not apples to oranges. And I'm like, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, wag kang magsabi na, but hindi pa ako successful. Why don't I have a business and shit? I'm like, girl, the other kids had seed money from their parents. Like, you don't know.
You don't, diba? Yeah.
We're just, salt na naman. Somebody sponsor.
So take things with a grain of salt.
Yan, salty bitches dapat ang title.
Salty bitches.
Hindi, they're late bloomers.
Okay, change na nato. Welcome to
Salty Bitches!
I think that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, so I know na it was a while since we had our episode, so this is a longer one. We'll just put them all together.
Because I'm so sorry to our listeners if they don't have anything to listen to on their commute to work, but here it is now.
So that's it for Dear Late
Bloomers!